Peter Novotny is the head of ENEMO in Ukraine. ENEMO stands for European Network of Elections Monitoring Organizations. There are about 3,700 observers in Ukraine. How many of them are yours?
We have 35 long-term observers, we have 4 core team members, and we will have on election day about 42 short-term observer teams, so around more than 80 observers.
And how do you work together with the other organizations that are here observing the election on Sunday?
We are having regular meetings with domestic observer groups, which is OPORA and Committee of Ukrainian Voters. We also have regular coordination meetings with the OEC mission, with the Canadian mission CANADEM, and other observation missions.
Peter, what exactly are you doing in Ukraine, especially here in Kyiv?
We are coordinating the mission, of course, preparing the reports from our long-term observer from the field, analyzing the data, observing the work of the Central Election Commission, following the election campaign, the work of the media, so everything which is related to elections.
ENEMO have been here for about 2 times beforehand, I think, on 2004 and 2008. So were there bad experiences in the past that made you necessary now?
No, I think we have a good tradition. Our mission usually comes to Ukraine for each important election since 2004. Of course, Ukraine is also a transitional democracy and a country where election observation is extremely important. And we are trying to assess the election process according to the benchmarks for international standards for democratic elections. Also, one of the member organizations is coming from Ukraine, so we are invited for election observation.
Am I right that there is a focus on post-Soviet countries, because there are teams of yours in Moldova, in Kyrgyzstan, I think, and in Kosovo recently in 2010. So Kosovo obviously is not a post-Soviet country, but the other countries were part of the Soviet Union. So is there a focus on this region somehow?
I would say it's a focus on post-communist countries, because these countries did not have democracy and are transitional. Some of them have encountered more swift path to democracy, some of them has more problems, and we are a network of 22 organizations coming from 17 countries, and these countries are mostly post-communist countries, so it's natural that we observe elections in our countries and then we exchange information, experience, and we organize also international missions.
And what about your long-term observers? Did they mention any problems within the election campaigns, for example?
Yes, this election campaign can be characterized by a lot of problems. The composition and the lottery system of Election Commission was done in such a way that there is no balance of political parties. Many so-called technical parties are replacing their members. So more than half of the members of the district election commissions have been changed already. Also, these meetings of election commissions are often not transparent. Usage of administrative resources for campaign purposes, or also direct or indirect vote bribery.
So in terms of vote bribery, were there any problems also with vote bribery in the past few elections, so that voters get money for voting for a special person?
Yes, in Ukraine, vote bribery has been common. However, with the proportional electoral system, which was in 2006 and 2007, this phenomenon was rather limited. While now with the mixed system and with the single mandate candidates, it is more commonly used.
So what do you expect for Sunday, for the 28th of October, when the parliament election will take place? Will there be a democratic election? What do you think?
Of course, we cannot say in advance before election day what will be the assessment of the process. But so far, we issued several concerns and we issued several suggestions how to improve the situation. So we will see. But comparing to, for instance, to parliamentary elections in 2007, we can see there are much more problems in the pre-election period.
What do you think about Sunday when your observers will be in the field? Do you expect that there will be any falsifications?
Yeah, this is hard to tell. We are, of course, preparing and training them for any kind of violations or falsifications.
What will you do then? What will your observers do then when they mention, for example, falsifications?
Of course, they will try to take evidence, audio or video. They will tell to the responsible people, which is election commissioners. They will point out, but they can only suggest. They cannot interfere in the work of the election commission. So basically they will report on such violations and we will then compile the comprehensive report on what is happening. So sometimes the role of election observers is just by presence to prevent violations, but if the violations are happening, then we have to report on it.
There will be also video cameras, I heard, that will be seen also in the web. So I heard that Yanukovych would like to avoid falsifications because he wants the West to acknowledge the election. Is it like that, or what do you think about that?
The usage of web cameras in the polling stations is rather new, and it's not clear how it will function. What is for sure that the live streaming of these web cameras will be just for the voting process, but not for the counting of the votes, which is very important part of the process. And in the past, many falsifications were happening during the vote counting.
And what is your main concern in terms of the election?
I mean, Ukraine is a huge country with 33,000 polling stations, so we will see the election day, of course. We cannot predict how the election day will look like, but also not the voting is one only part of the elections. The counting process is very important, the tabulation at the district election commissions, because the results can be changed there as well. And then how the election disputes, the complaints and appeals mechanism will function. Because we were very concerned about the level of falsification and the formation of the election commissions. And if such tendency will prevail on election day, it may affect very negatively the whole process.
And where will you be, Mr. Novotny, on the election day on Sunday?
Of course, I want to visit some polling stations, probably just in Kiev, because we have to organize the central office and we will have many reports coming in from different regions. So we have observers covering all oblasts of Ukraine, and we will be preparing the statements and have a press conference the day after elections.
Thank you very much, Mr. Novotny.
You are welcome.